This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The Washington Farm Bureau is asking the State Department of Ecology to do something that ensures fuel purchased for agricultural purposes is no longer charged the new carbon tax, which has been happening since the tax began January 1. Farm Bureau Director of Governmental Affairs Bree Elsie says agriculture's exemption from the tax, as written into the law, has so far been ignored.
So Washington Farm Bureau joined with Washington Trucking Associations, and we had attorneys draft what's called a petition for review for rulemaking. And so you can't just litigate out the gates. You have to go through this step first.
But this, Elsie says, gives the DOE options.
Which is a formal process where you ask Ecology to do the right thing. You ask them formally to open up rulemaking and address the problems that are outlined in the petition.
But Elsie says, then what?
They have 60 days to respond. And if they say yes, then they open rulemaking and they try to find a mechanism that resolves this implementation problem. If they say no, we're not going to open rulemaking, that leaves the option available at that point to pursue litigation.
So now, Elsie says, we're in a bit of a holding pattern to see what the Department of Ecology decides to do.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.